Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Sparky, 5 for 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out. Joining us now from the Boston Sports Journal, he is founder and creator, Greg Bedard. Greg, I guess first things first, we'll talk about this Packers-Patriots game. Packers offense going through a transition without Devontae Adams. And it feels like this Patriots offense is going through a transition with a bunch of defensive guys trying to learn how to coach offense.
you about summed it up, Sparky. It has been a work in progress, as we would like to say. Matt Patricia is your new offensive coordinator and play caller. Yes, the guy who was the defensive coordinator for the Patriots for many years, former Lions head coach Joe Judge, the former special teams coordinator and failed Giants coach, is now the quarterback's coach. And Bill Belichick has been lending a heavy hand on offense. And as you might expect, plus they decided to make major changes to a scheme that works very well for over 20 years. And as you would expect, the results have been mixed so far. They've had some good moments, but they've really been sort of challenged getting on the same page and really being a cohesive unit. And so, you know, three games into the season, to me, that's where the biggest challenges lie.
It looks like, to me, this wide receiving core is struggling from a talent perspective, maybe as much so as some other teams around the NFL. People want to talk about the Bears. People were talking about the Packers coming into the season. And I saw your piece on Lil Jordan Humphrey, who I've never heard of in my life, and you going up about how much you're playing this dude off the practice squad. So you can elaborate on that.
Yeah, so, you know, basically when they went into the season, you know, you figured they'd be okay at receiver. You know, they traded for Devontae Parker, who the Dolphins didn't want anymore. You know, he's okay as a boundary receiver, sort of a catch radius guy, back shoulder guy. Jacoby Myers is the slot guy. Won't overwhelm you with speed or quickness, but he's very reliable, very smart, very tough. You know, you figured Kendrick Bourne, who was one of their free agent finds, who really came on at the end of last season, would be a featured part of their team that has not materialized. He has actually sat the bench more than anything else, even though every time he gets on the field, he makes a play. He still doesn't play for this team because the Patriots also have Lil Jordan Humphrey, who was basically a nothing receiver for the Saints. He's a big sort of in-between receiver, tight end. The Patriots have decided that in this day and age of offensive football, that it would be better to put a blocking wide receiver on the field instead of guys who actually can catch the ball and make people miss. And then you have Nelson Agholor, another one of their big free agent class from last year, who's, you know, been okay, but had a humongous fumble against the Ravens going down the field. And so, yeah, it's not just scheme and coaching. They're limited talent-wise, and, you know, when you have that and you don't exactly have offensive masterminds to maximize the talent, it's been a frustrating year for Mac Jones, who is now, you know, out for a while. He won't play this weekend. I highly doubt that. And you could see his frustration after some of the plays this weekend against the Ravens.
So I'm curious about something. So, like, with the Packers, you know, it's, well, let's, you know, take some of the pressure off Rodgers having to work with a young receiving core, and let's really focus on Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, both running the ball and getting the ball out of the backfield. So that was kind of the philosophy there. In New England, is the philosophy, even though it may not be working, to try to take pressure off of Mac Jones by focusing more on not having to make those big throws?
Not exactly. I mean, you would figure with, you know, the offensive line has talent. They sort of shuffled the deck to just add on to the the changes from a year ago when the team made the playoffs, won 10 games with a rookie quarterback, two receivers, two tight ends who came over in free agency in their first year. You figured, all right, you know, let's build on that. And instead, they've changed everything. The coaches, the scheme, where people play on the offensive line. You figured they would have started with the running game and, you know, use that offensive line and Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson, who are two excellent backs. But, you know, they've really gone a lot of shotgun, one back, and they're hoping to get one-on-ones, and Mac Jones throws the ball up, and I don't know why anybody's shocked, but the turnovers have been up. They've really cost the team, but that's sort of what you do when you decide, all right, we're not going to go under center very much, we're not going to run very much play action, we're just going to go shotgun spread, and you know, good luck to Mac Jones. And look, we're three games into the season. He has more x-rays than the Patriots do wins, two x-rays after the first and third games. Now he's out for probably a month. So not exactly a good plan put to use.
What about this defense? Matt LaFleur talked in his press conference on Wednesday about anytime you're going against Bill Belichick, you got to worry about different schemes he may throw at you. You may prepare for one thing, you'll see something else, and you have to adapt during the game. So you have to be ready for this defense. How good is this Patriots defense this year compared to others?
I still think it's to be determined. I mean, you know, they'll play solid. They won't give up that many big plays. They did a big fourth down play against the Dolphins, but that was just sort of, you know, just a bad play on the part of the Patriots. Other than that, they'll limit you. They'll try to take away what you do well. You know, which didn't really work against the Ravens. Lamar Jackson got off with his legs. Mark Andrews was able to get down the field. You know, but they have a good salt. I like their defensive line. Matthew Judon's tremendous. You know, he's off to another spectacular start. You know, Jonathan Jones at cornerback was a slot corner for much of his career. He switched to the outside. You wondered how that was going to work. He's been terrific so far. Some of their other cornerbacks are a little bit weaker and can be taken advantage of. The safeties they have a deep safeties group. The big question is the linebackers. Juwan Bentley is out there. He doesn't run all that well. Mac Wilson, the former Brown, who they traded for, had a rough game last week, but he's shown a lot of athletic ability and explosion. I'd say it's a good, solid unit. You're going to have to earn what you get against them on every down, but I wouldn't say they're dominating or anything.
When you look at this Patriots team, do you see a playoff team right now early on?
No. No, I even before the season, with what I saw in training camp with this offense, and it was a complete nightmare. They've made progress the first 3 weeks. You know, every week they've gotten a little bit better. But, you know, they just don't have enough talent to make up for, you know, not really having an edge scheme-wise. I mean, even before the Mac Jones injury, this team was going to be challenged to make the playoffs, and now it's that much harder that Brian Hoyer is likely going to have to start against the Packers and for the foreseeable future.
Is there any heat on Belichick at all from the fan base?
A little bit. You know, you still have a sizable segment that's in, you know, in Bill We Trust type of mode, and he can do no wrong, even when he does wrong. You know, I think it would take we're talking 5-6 wins sort of season for the heat to be really turned up. But, you know, look, the owner turned up the heat himself at the owners' meetings when he out of nowhere, and to lead off his comments, talked about how he was unhappy that they don't have a playoff win in 3 years. And I could tell you, ownership looks at the coaching decisions that Belichick has made on his staff and sort of look at it like, hey, Bill, are you really sure you know what you're doing? But, you know, he's earned that trust. But that only goes so far, and so, you know, they need to compete this year, or yes, I think the heat could be turned up a bit.
One last one. Josh McDaniels, now with Las Vegas, they're struggling early on, and God knows they've got enough offensive firepower. Any coach would love to have that much offensive firepower. How good is he, Greg?
I think Josh is really good. And I've watched all the Raiders game film just to sort of keep up what they're doing. They're not making the crucial plays that they need to make for a variety of reasons. But every game's been, they've lost by less than a score. One or two plays here and there, and they're 3-0. They're having some issues on the offensive line, but you look at the plan on offense, it looks, you know, really good. The defense is coming along. They've had some issues on the offensive line, but I still think that team's going to be heard from. That's a good team. I think they've gotten off to, you know, the wins and losses aren't there, and that's what matters at the end of the day. But in terms of starting a new program, I think he's done pretty well. Watching them on film, they look like a good team. It's just a matter of the bounces sort of going their way.
I just got to say this. You've done an outstanding job, man. I mean, to start this Boston Sports Journal website and to see it grow to where it's grown is truly amazing. Follow them on Twitter at Boston Sports PSJ. Follow Greg Bedard on Twitter at Greg A. Bedard. He is one of the very best in the country doing what he does. Greg, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Barkley. I can't wait to be back in the motherland, up in Green Bay this weekend. It's been a long time since I've been back, and I can't wait to see a lot of people.
And it's completely different then. So, yeah, you'll be very shocked at Title Town and everything else that has changed. You'll be like, where the hell am I? And, Murphy's done a great job. He really has building up that around Lambeau Field. Greg, thanks so much, man. Have a good one.
Anytime.
Take care. There he is. Greg Bedard joining us again. 55 past the hour. Our Milwaukee Sports Timeout, 6 to 8 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Tell your family, tell your friends to hear the entirety of the interviews. All you have to do is check us out here at 1250amthefan.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.